Welcome to the second episode of Geography Later.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, many of you have been listening onto this podcast. We have over 5,000 listeners, so that's quite an accomplishment for a first episode.
Yeah.
Once again, we're going to have to thank Anchor for making this all possible.
Thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, Anchor.
Thank Anch.
Yeah, thank Anch. I'm here with Paul Barbato, who's the host of Geography Now, and we're now running the show for Geography Later.
And thank you, Ken O'Donnell, for making all this happen.
Yes, and this is, for the new listeners out there, this is going to be more about behind the scenes about each of the cast and characters in the show. And we'll also talk a little bit about current events, anything geography related, and whatever comes to mind and whatever happens. And
you are listening to the best geography podcast on Anchor.
Yes. Without further ado, let's invite our guest over. He is a well-known bass player. And he's also one of the characters for Geography Now. Please welcome Keith Everett.
Yay. Mr. Keith Everett.
Sweet.
Hey.
How are you, Keith? How's everything? How do you feel?
Great.
Great.
With large hesitation.
With a large hesitation. By the way, quick side note, if you guys want to leave a question and answers for like any of us, any of the characters in the show, please leave it at the Anchor. You can find us on Anchor at Geography Later. You know, Keith, how are you? How's today we just finished filming Peru and Philippines, but you know, now we're here doing the podcast, and how do you feel, Keith?
I feel alive. However that feels, I feel alive.
That's
I
good.
Feel alive and well. You know,
good to be here.
You know, I'm alive.
Yeah, that's good. You know, we are here. We are all alive.
We are all very human, very alive, feeling lots of emotions. Some people don't feel as much emotion, and some people feel more than others, and, you know, whatever.
I believe we all have pulses as well.
Right.
Yes.
We all have pulses.
So.
Keith, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, not, like, all the way from who you are, what you do, how'd you get here, all of that good stuff.
Wow.
What is a Keith Everett?
What is a Keith Everett? Yes.
I'm a dude who plays a dude who's trying to be a dude in some other dudely dude way, dude. All right, no, but on a serious note, so my name's Keith Everett. I was born in Daytona Beach, Florida at Halifax Memorial Hospital on April 24th, 1992. My adventure starts off at a house on the river my parents had for a very long time. Sadly, they sold the house and they've moved away from the river, but now they live on the beach, so that's actually better in my opinion. Yeah, growing up, I grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida. My childhood was pretty clutch. Got to do a lot of cool stuff, go to Disney World because I grew up in Florida and Orlando was an hour away. You know, I started playing bass guitar when I was about 14, and then because of me deciding to pick up music at an early age, it's led me on a path to where I am today. If I didn't pick up playing music at such an early age, I don't think I'd ever have landed in LA. I probably would have never just been on this path in life. So, I mean, if anything, I can say thank you to my mom for pushing me to go into middle school band. And, you know, that kind of inspired me to pursue the path that I'm on. I would say this. When I was a wee child,
a wee little lad.
My grandmother sat me down at the organ, and she would take my hands, and then she would, like, teach me how to play some chords and, you know, and stuff like that. She used to play in church. She was her church's organist or organ player, whatever, for a long time. And then she stopped, and for whatever reasons beyond me. But either way, she kind of was the one that fostered it. And then going into...
Sorry, quick question. Is this the grandma with Brazilian roots?
No, this would be my grandmother, who her name is Betty Jo. She's from Graysville, Tennessee. And that's kind of where my dad's side of the family all originated from.
So you're like part Brazilian then, right? What are your other? What is your ethnicity? Like, what is the mixture? What is this?
Because this has happened. This is a topic that's been come up a few times.
Yeah,
on the show.
A lot of people are trying to guess your ethnicity. And
first off, my ethnicity is human. but so basically, to break away from the music,
we'll get back to that
things,
in a sec.
We'll
yeah.
get back to that, but. My great-grandmother was born in Rio de Janeiro, and her parents were Polish. We might think she might have been adopted, but we don't know. But basically, she was born in Rio. She eventually moved to, I think it was Warsaw, Poland, and then from Poland to the United States. And actually, if... my mom still has like a newspaper clipping of like her giving an interview crossing through Ellis Island because she was like one of the last remaining people that like the New York City government could interview about that. So yeah, it's kind of cool. So she immigrated from Poland to the U.S. She came through Ellis Island, and then I don't know anything about my great grandfather. All I know is that he was Portuguese. And he died in World War II. And he was on a Navy ship, and you know, it got bombed, and he died. You know, a sad. You know, thank you for your service, but you know, that sucks. But yeah, no, that's it on my mom's side, and then on my dad's side, my dad, he's English and Irish, and both of his parents are American. They're super American. I don't think they came to the United. They came in the United States in I think the 1700s, and they've been here ever since. And you know, they grew up in Tennessee, and then there's a lot of people that came from Pennsylvania. It's like for instance, there's a famous physicist
all
who
American.
I'm yeah, no, totally. And then there's a famous physicist. His name is Hugh Everett III. He came up with this idea of like parallel universes, and I'm apparently related to him, which is kind of cool. He worked in like the military industrial complex, and it's kind of cool too because to have that kind of history in this country to me, anyways. And then. Also, I had family that worked on the Manhattan Project. I have family that worked at NASA.
Dang.
Yeah. You know, very pro-American family to
family
come
lineage.
From. Yeah, and not just that, too. It's like my grandfather, he was in a bayonet fight for 3 days and three nights in the Korean War at the Chosan Reservoir.
Oh.
And he ended up getting a Purple Heart because of that.
Wow.
Well, not because of that. He was actually, sorry, different battle. But he was actually pulling like as like captain out of a foxhole, and then he got hit by a hand grenade.
Wow.
And then he had like a bunch of shrapnel getting in his arm and stuff, and then they had to send him to Japan, and then they sent him home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand being a product of the Korean War. So
yeah.
Definitely.
So,
Yeah.
And that's kind of crazy how you're a product of the Korean War, and then my grandfather was
in the Korean War.
In the Korean War, and then here we are.
Here we are today.
Today.
So that's genetically and lineage speaking how you make a Keith Everett. Now let's talk about you. Back to the music stuff and everything.
Or yeah, sure.
Ken, did you have any questions or anything?
Yeah, I was just curious. Like you know, what were the jobs you were doing in your hometown in Florida before moving out here?
Right.
Like, what was your?
What were you like before?
Oh
like
man.
Before Geography Now, what was Keith?
Yeah.
Well, I think it still is what I do. So. I worked at a music store called Z Music in Flagler Beach, Florida. I'm not sure if that store still exists, but if it does, mention my name, and I'm sure they'll give you a discount if you want to buy a guitar or whatever. I'm sure they can bump a couple bucks off, and they would really appreciate the purchase of an instrument.
How long did you work there for?
I worked there for about 2 years, and then... on top of that, I was playing in bar bands. I played in bar bands for years, and I played in original bands for years. And that's kind of how I survived. I wouldn't recommend it to have a job solely based on trying to play music as full-time. There's some people that can pull it off. I'm not one of them.
It is a very, risky career path to pursue.
It's not that it's...
In some ways.
It's not that it's risky. It's just that it's not very...
Sustainable?
It's not that it's not sustainable. It's just like a matter of getting a good gig. And good gigs are far and few between.
Yeah.
There's some people that, get on a cruise ship and then that's all they do is they go out on cruise ships and they're gone. And then I have some friends that are going over to China and playing in all the casinos over there. Mm. So it's all kinds of stuff. But, I just think that if you want to have stability, it's good to diversify your portfolio being able to have multiple sources of income.
Yeah.
But that's just in general.
How did you move to LA? Like, what was the travel like? Like, how was the journey?
Do you want, the whole story of why I moved to LA?
Condensed. Yes.
All right. So basically...
Wait. Before that, let's cut to a commercial break. And we're back from commercial break. Where we just left off with Keith telling us the journey of how he got to LA from Daytona Beach, Florida. How was that? How was the journey?
I kind of was crazy and I drove coast to coast in 48 hours. I didn't stop at all from Daytona Beach, Florida, all the way to Los Angeles, California. I think I stopped for a total of maybe 3-4 hours. But either way, I drove coast to coast in 48 hours probably, or a little bit more than that, maybe 50 hours, somewhere in there.
When you know where you're going,
stops?
Yeah.
Why L.A. though? Like, why not anywhere else? Why not New York? Why not,
I had some friends from college that moved out here, and I had my cousin Brandon. Who was
the first cameraman of Geography Now.
Brandon Dowling.
Yeah, but he comes into play later in the Geography Now saga.
There's a saga.
Right. So, basically, it was an intense drive to do, but it was cool seeing the country and driving through Texas and driving along the border and going through, El Paso and, seeing Juarez on the other side. It was pretty.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's a really interesting place to see first world meeting third world poverty.
It's developing.
Juarez?
But there's conflict, but it's not like they're living in the jungle.
No, but let's just be honest. I wouldn't want to live in Juarez.
Well, of course not.
It's a very violent border town.
Yeah.
That's true. How many days did it take you to travel all the way from Florida?
Two and a half days. I drove straight through. Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. That's fun. Fun stuff. And then when you got to LA, did you immediately find work or?
No. So there was a whole year in LA where I was just kind of bumming around and just living on couches and trying to figure out life and questioning reality and doing all kinds of stuff and living too much inside my head.
Let's talk more about what's inside your head, Keith. Let's know more about who you are.
Inside the mind.
What's in the side of the mind of Keith?
Of Keith Everett.
All right, let's just do kind of a rapid fire. Favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite movie?
Back to the Future.
That's a good movie.
That's a good one.
I love that movie.
Ken, you got anything? Favorite?
Favorite genre. Well, I think that's an obvious.
Music?
It varies from day to day, but I would say that progressive rock. Mm. Because I'm a huge Rush fan.
Of course, you mention it all the time.
Right, so Rush is definitely one of my favorite bands of all time, so I would definitely say Rush.
Favorite food?
Man, it was lasagna for a long time. I still love lasagna, but I try to not eat as flour-based carbs anymore. I just if I'm gonna eat carbs, I'll only eat it rice or potatoes or yams.
I love rice.
All right,
that's good.
Favorite article of clothing?
Article of clothing?
I'm not even sure how to respond to that, but I like shoes.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of clothing, what shirt are you wearing, Keith?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for all of you
guys, I was hoping you were going to say this. kind of handed it to you.
All right. Yeah. Well, either way, I released a t-shirt. It's got a picture of my face on it, and it's the dope shirt. I actually think, not to toot my own horn, but it's the best YouTuber shirt out in existence, so you should totally get one to show it off to all your friends, and you can brag about how you have my face on your shirt.
And where can you get it at?
You can get it at geographynow.com, and it comes from Printful, and they are a great company, and I'm very happy with the way the products come out from them.
Okay, let's circle back into when you got to LA and then you were sort of, you know, like cruising around, sleeping in couches. Like, how long did it take before you got introduced to Geography Now? Like, before, like, when
did... Oh, wow. Okay, how did that happen?
The saga.
The saga.
Where it all began. I guess in 2016, I was living on my cousin's couch, Brandon, who was the first camera guy. I was smoking a lot of weed when I first got here, so...
it is California.
Full disclosure.
it is California.
Yes, if you are the legal age of 21 years old, you are allowed to own and possess cannabis.
I think it's 18, isn't it?
No, it's 21.
It's 21.
Yeah. Oh, I think for medical. For recreational, it's 21, but for medicinal, you can be 18.
Yes. But back to that, I was... You know, not doing a whole lot, and then my cousin was like, hey, why don't you come on set with me to shoot Geography Now, and, you know, maybe I can teach you a few things about, like, lighting and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. And, you know, I showed up. I worked the teleprompter for a while, and...
Yeah, when I first met you, you were a little, like, quiet and shy. I don't know. You were kind of like, you didn't know what to think or say at the first day that I met you. You were like, oh,
yeah.
Who is this geography guy?
And now you're, like, the funniest dude in the room.
I don't know how that happened or how any of it happened. I mean, I can be really quiet and introverted, and I'm basically just kind of analyzing the situation on how to act around people.
I got that the first time I met you. You were very, you know, reserved and analytical, I guess.
Like, yeah,
you didn't want to do anything wrong. You were kind of like reserved.
Right. But at the end of the day, I try to be myself as much as I possibly can.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say straight up, on my first time meeting you, obviously I knew that you were a music guy. Yeah, that was very clear right off the get-go. And we are filming, I believe, the Finland episode. And in the script, I needed someone to do a metal growl. And, my phone rang.
Well, the metal growl.
You were able to do it. And since then, I was like, this guy needs to be on the show. So
yeah. Well, what were your thoughts, Keith, when you were first on the show? Like, when you ever got to the YouTube space?
I mean, to be honest... How do I explain it? I mean, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. It was just kind of something that I was like, oh, okay, cool. I guess I'm doing this now. And I didn't really think too much of it. And now here we are at almost 2 million subs later. And we're making a podcast now.
Yeah,
so.
Now we are making a podcast. That's pretty crazy to think about how all of this sort of unfolded. I mean, this podcast to the geography to all of the listeners and the geography peeps.
To the Europe trip that all three of us had taken.
Yeah. Do you want to actually talk a little bit about the Europe trip that we all went to, all three of us?
Like, it was like getting hit by a barrage of like, I don't even know how. It was too much. How would I explain it? It was so much to take in such a short amount of time. Going to what was it? Six different countries. Five different countries.
In 10 days.
What was it? Norway, Netherlands, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, and I think there's one more.
Well, hold on. Norway, Netherlands
Belgium,
Luxembourg,
and
France.
Mm-hmm. So it was five.
Yeah. So it was a lot to take in. And
it was your first time out of the continent.
Mm-hmm. So it was
overseas, really.
Yeah, it was intense. It was definitely intense. And
Well, what is something that you can take away from Europe that will always have a special place in your heart that you'll never forget? Saying, you know what, this Europe trip definitely got me here. This is the part that it's memorable.
I would say that making right turns, not being able to make right turns on a red light, is the thing I took away.
The driving rules.
Yeah. And I mean, European countries are beautiful. I think that it's kind of weird that their populations are all like super old and they're all like old people and like. Like, come on, guys, get it together and, you know, make some children. And
I mean, it's like, you know, the people are like, the buildings are very historical and old.
Yeah, the people are very historical and old.
Well, was there any specific place that really stuck out to you?
Out of the five countries.
I would say I really liked the Netherlands and I really liked Norway. And I liked all the countries that we went to. I would say that. Norway was probably my favorite. The Netherlands is a close second. Brussels and Belgium, that was a really cool place. It was
Which, by the way, thank you so much for all the hosts that have like hosted us in each of those countries. They did a superb job.
Let's see if I can remember all of them. Let's see. Norway, there was Tuva in Iceland, and in Netherlands there was Vincent. Brussels was Tibet. He hooked us up.
And Marco. Yeah.
And Marco drove us all the way to Luxembourg. And Sarah
hosted us in Luxembourg. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we took a train all the way to Paris, good friends Lucas and Orion. Thank you so much for Paris. Yes.
Merci beaucoup.
Oui.
And that was quite an experience. I loved the Europe trip. It was like the best field trip I've ever been to in my entire life.
I would say that. Also, going to a castle, wherever that was.
Castle in Belgium.
Southern
yeah.
Belgium.
It was like a historic castle. I mean, it was so old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a military-based castle. It wasn't just like a king and queen castle. It was like a lot of the army people were there and stuff. A lot of old school weapons and cannon holes. You know, the place where you put a cannon in and, you know.
I'm glad you got to go on that trip.
Yeah.
You know, and I do appreciate, you know, you guys being good ambassadors for the channel. Mm-hmm. And the fans loved you. We did all these meetups.
Yes.
And
we got to meet
so many of the European geographies.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, by the way, really cool. I'm not going to lie, though. I do think Paris is overrated. It's aesthetically beautifully, it's a beautiful city, but it's overrated.
I just think Paris is just a touristy one. It was just very, like, there was just a lot of people for tourists. Like, it felt like everything
it
from
is
the
tourism capital of Europe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like there's street vendors out there selling you the Eiffel Towers and it was just like
figure.
It reminded me kind of like Hollywood, but a European version of it, you know? Yeah. And Hollywood is a very glitz and glamoury kind of place.
You mean where people poop in the streets?
Okay.
Pretty glitz and glamour.
I mean, instead of
that's poop, more San Francisco.
It's more like cigarette butts all over the thing. If you look up in the buildings, it looks so beautiful, but then you look at the floor, you just see a bunch of litter.
That's actually what Lucas told me for Paris. A lot of people, they have trouble because they don't look down and they step in dog poop. And
it's like God.
They keep looking at the beautiful buildings, but they don't look down.
Yeah, and there's just like, there's just a bunch of it.
That's Paris.
Yeah. So what about, like, what are your thoughts about, geography now and the future of geography? Are you excited for what's to come next? And
your role on the show.
Yeah, your role on the show, because, you know, like, now you have a designated music segment,
First things first, I definitely want to go back and do cover all the countries that don't get music segments, and there's a lot of countries too where I'd like to elaborate more and just go more in depth into what artists exist in a lot of the countries that we've already covered and do just more in depth stuff, which would be pretty cool. But as far as like geography now and the future of it and all that other stuff, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm just along for the ride at this point. So, let's see where it goes. You know,
see where it happens. I like how all three of us are wearing shirts, but they're all like like different two of which are geography related, and one of them is like a not sponsored. Official sponsorship, but Duolingo.
We have been sponsored by Duolingo. Yeah, so they did say we do have the right to talk about them on the channel. Well, so
great.
Yeah, thank you, Duolingo.
We're gonna head into another segment of the show. We're just gonna basically play a couple of Q&As.
All right.
Some people on Anchor have left voicemails, which, by the way, you can totally leave it over at Geography Later, and it could be found on Anchor. Feel free to leave a voice message. And here, let me pull it up. Do you guys know Will Arrington? Arrington? He's a Peace Corps volunteer.
Actually, I think he's in the... There's actually a Geography Peeps Facebook page, and I'm pretty sure he's on it. And sometimes I'll write a little comment here or there on it, and I think I've seen him around, floating around.
Cool. Well, here's his thing. It's like 40 seconds long, so let's go ahead and play that real quick.
Hi, Barbs. This is Will. I'm currently a Peace Corps volunteer in Armenia. I've loved your show ever since I discovered it in junior year of college. I actually chose to come do the Peace Corps program in Armenia largely because of the video you made about Armenia. Hmm. I can confirm that Armenians do have a love affair with the Greeks. Mm-hmm. Every Armenian I've asked has said that they love Greece and they love Greek people. And yeah, I just wanted to thank you for your show. It's awesome. I've loved it ever since junior year of college. It keeps me happy on days when I otherwise might not be feeling so happy. So thank you for that. Keep up the good work, and keep up the good work with the great team. Hannah, Ken, Keith, Noah, Caleb, Ian, and all the rest, y'all are awesome, and I love y'all. All right, peace out.
Keep learning
geography now.
No, sweet. Well, you know.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask a question.
I thought it was
a question.
Yeah, no. Now, and that was it.
Well, thank you, Will.
Well, it was more of a thank you statement. Yeah. Will, we appreciate that. Yeah. You know. Okay, well, we have another one from David. He's from Toronto, and let's see what he has to say.
Hey, Geography Later. This is David from Toronto. Just wanted to say hi. I've been watching Geography Now since the early episodes, I think either the B or C's. I'm very excited to see what you guys do with the podcast, and I just had a question. If you guys could just talk about maybe the anomaly that is Guyana in South America, being that it's different from all its neighbors and is much closer to the Caribbean islands as far as culture goes and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'll be listening. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the podcast. Have a good one, guys.
Great. Guyana.
Yeah. So, I mean, were you here for... Yeah, you guys were both here, I believe, for the Guyana.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he was here in Finland, and I think in alphabetical order, I think F comes
first. You guys were both involved in that to some extent. But yeah, you all right, Keith?
You good?
Seem a little uncomfortable.
You have a shirt covering your mouth.
I'm dying.
Well, I'll quickly answer the Guyana thing. For those of you, I guess, for the whole Guyana thing, I mean, there's three countries in South America. Guyana, Suriname, and French Guyana is not a country. It's part of France, but it's an anomaly in the South American continent. It's really interesting how these are the three parts of the South American continent that don't speak Spanish or Portuguese, and they are set apart, and they kind of have their own thing going on. They identify mostly with the Caribbean, not the rest of Latin America, so... Yeah, it's I would love to talk more about these places on the channel. Of course, we're going alphabetically, so Suriname will be the next one. And we did talk a little bit about French Guiana on the channel through the Regions of France episode that I did. It's really cool because they're also kind of separated. The big dense Amazon rainforest kind of cuts them off from the rest of the countries. But they have a coast on the Caribbean, so they kind of don't really have access to the rest of Latin America anyway to begin with. And Venezuela wants to take over the whole river region that's on the border with Venezuela, and that's a whole other dispute thing. Venezuela wants to take basically the whole western part of Guyana. And so I think it's really interesting how that whole thing happened. But for what it's worth, you can kind of see why they separate themselves so much, because they have a coast on the Caribbean and they're cut off from the Amazon rainforest. So,
I see.
Yeah, it's weird. I like it.
And we also have one more question. This is this dude's guy.
Hey, Paul, I'm a really big Geography Now fan. I've been watching since the Lebanon episode. I love your content. It's very entertaining. It's very Educational, yeah, I love it.
I love to touch you.
And that's it. That's all he said.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, thank you from Tom. Well, probably not. I mean, it's a quick thank you, so thank you, Tom. That's very nice of you. Very touching words. Here's another one from Savannah.
There are any plan in visiting Southeast Asian countries again in Jujubigu? Like, I know you've visited Malaysia and Singapore and Indonesia, but I really want you to go to Indonesia again, especially to the big cities like Jakarta and Bandung. Because I think Batam doesn't really represent Indonesia. And if you want a tour guide, I'm glad to be one. And my second question is, do you have any future plan in discussing Southeast Asian countries in the fellow week? Like the differences and similarities of them, especially in language and culture and something like that. Thank you.
Nice. So like a potential filler episode.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten that suggestion a few times, Southeast Asian countries explained. We do sometimes regional countries explained, like we did South American countries explained, Caribbean countries explained. Southeast Asia could be a good filler week. I have no problem against that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to answer your other question, for a geography go to Southeast Asia, that would be really cool. Obviously, the reason why I went to Batam City is because it's really close to Singapore. And so I just kind of wanted to kill two birds with one stone. You can go to Malaysia just by crossing the bridge, and you can take a ferry to Indonesia, to Batam City. So that's, I figured, why not go to three countries instead of just one when I was in Singapore? So that's kind of why I went there. I know it does not represent all of Indonesia, but it's a good, easy way to go to Indonesia from Singapore. So that's why I went there. And I would love to go to Jakarta. I'd love to go to anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Ken and Keith would love to go as well. So why not?
Yeah, I would love to go to Jakarta.
Yeah. But I feel like we should probably go to the Philippines at some point for you, Ken.
Oh, the Philippines?
That, I mean, you're Filipino. Yeah. You've never even been there.
Yeah, I mean, so. I'm half Filipino, but oh, it's so funny. All of my family members are suggesting me to go to the Philippines, but to become an actor, you know, to get into those soap operas. But I not really want to get into those things, you know. Soap operas are not my thing. I like camera work and stuff. If anything, I want to boost their production quality because those terrible green screens need some work. Or maybe that's their thing. We like it for the way they are.
I love Filipino.
Shout out to Supermom.
The TV show.
The Filipino TV
Look
show.
Look up Supermom, Filipino TV show.
Yeah. All right.
But this episode's about Keith.
Yeah, this episode's about Keith. We're going to shoot for one more commercial, and then we'll end it up with a conclusion. We'll cut to commercial, and we'll see you right back. And we're back from commercial break. We're coming to an end right now. We're just going to have some final conclusions and thoughts and futures. And, you know, Keith, you know, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Paul, as always, you know, if you actually want to find them elsewhere in social media, you can find Paul at geography_now_official.
For Instagram. Geography Now for Twitter.
Yes, and yes, Geography Now on Twitter. In fact, if you just Google Geography Now, you probably can find all of this social media stuff.
We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yes, and Keith, what is your Instagram username? Do you like to say what it is?
Keith Ever Plays Bass at Instagram.
At Instagram? .com. And of course, you could find me at ken.o'donnell on Instagram and Twitter as well. So if you guys, one more time, if you guys have any more questions, feel free to leave it on Anchor. You could also find our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and any of the other, like Google Play podcasts as well. They could be all find and distributed there as well. If you, that's pretty much it. Anything you guys want to say before we finish up this
Keith
podcast?
Should probably end this out. Yeah, Keith. This is his episode. Keith, what do you want to say?
What do you
last
want
words,
to say?
Keith.
My last words are: if you have a dream, go out and try and achieve your dream, because you never know what can. Hold on. I got to. Basically, all I'm saying is that if you have a dream and if you want to achieve it and if you want to, you know, do something incredible with your life and you have an idea of something, don't set a limit on yourself. You know, make sure that you surround yourself with good people that are trying to also be successful in whatever they do in their life. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up in, you know, drama. Don't get caught up in doing just try to avoid all the bullshit, all the most, all the shit you can. Sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to cuss,
yeah,
but
you can bleep it. No, we could. Yeah, I was probably just gonna leave it uncut. It's all filtered, raw.
Okay, whatever. But anyways, I would just say, yeah, go after your dreams. Don't be afraid to chase after them. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid of, you know, people not liking you for what you do, because there's going to be people that also like you for what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, so whatever it is, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. You never know what you can achieve.
Great. You know what? That was actually really wise words. You know, ignore all the BS. Okay, great. This has been Geography Later. Be sure to share this with all your friends and leave a good rating. And if you guys have any questions, always feel free to leave it, and we're more than happy to answer it.
And one more thing, don't forget to buy a Keith shirt.
Yes, and don't forget to buy a Keith shirt. In fact, go and shop as much as you can on geographynow.com. We have a ton of merch and a bunch of awesome stuff. Go out there and get yourself some merch.
And if you want behind-the-scenes footage and stuff, go to patreon.com/geographynow.
Yes. Oh, and if you want to go ahead and see this in a video, it'll be released to Patreon members. And if you want to have early access to listening to these podcasts, you will find them also on Patreon. So Patreon members, y'all get the perks. And everyone else, you'll find this like 2 weeks later after the upload date. So great.
Bye.
This has been it. Stay tuned. Stay
Thank
cool.
You, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye, Keith. Great.
And that's it. Sweet.